The FDA has extended its review of Capricor Therapeutics, Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, DMD, drug candidate, deferring the decision while the agency assesses information the biotech submitted after a negative advisory committee vote. The FDA was originally set to rule on the filing by August 22, although investors' hopes of approval had deflated after an advisory committee voted 9-3 against the efficacy of the cell therapy. Capricor partly reinflated those hopes earlier this month by outlining plans to submit extra data and refocus its filing on a different endpoint. The FDA agreed to review the extra data, triggering a 3-month extension. Capricor is now set to learn if the agency will approve its cell therapy candidate, deramiocel, by NOV-22. Even so, investors continue to ascribe less value to Capricor than before the negative advisory committee vote, suggesting doubts about its chances of winning approval. The advisory committee discussion and briefing document, the FDA prepared, PDF, for the meeting contains statements that support skeptical interpretations of Capricor's chances. Capricor has shifted its submission from cardiomyopathy, the subject of the negative vote, to upper limb function. Because the advisory committee never voted on whether deramiocel improves upper limb function, the meeting delivered an inconclusive verdict on Capricor's new indication. The advisory committee's discussion of deramiocel's effect on upper limb function was directionally supportive of the clinical evidence, Capricor CEO Linda Marbán, Ph.D., said on the company's earnings call earlier this month. Yet multiple experts questioned the evidence on upper limb function, with one attendee saying that it's very hard to say that there is a real effect in terms of muscle strength. Capricor's revised submission contains clinical data that were unavailable to the advisory committee. Over the next 3 months, the FDA will assess whether the extra year of follow-up provided by Capricor, plus the original evidence, support approval. The agency raised concerns about the original evidence in its July briefing of the advisory committee. Capricor's Phase 3 trial failed to show a statistically significant or clinically meaningful effect on the pre-specified upper limb function endpoint, the FDA said. The biotech presented a statistically significant analysis of the primary endpoint, but the regulator concluded the results were hard to interpret.